was 30 years ago in 1982, and a most memorable event that was, I must say.
Well, whose idea was it in the first place?
Well, it was Warren's, of course. Warren liked to identify particularly interesting challenges. He had a huge love of deserts, and he had a huge love of walking as well. And it was his decision that it would be a good idea to combine his love of walking and his love of deserts and salt lakes by walking around Lake Eyre.
So how long did it take you?
Well, as it turned out, it was originally planned to be a 30-day expedition, but it was a bit tougher than we thought, and it turned into 33 days.
Oh.
And we did 530 kilometres over the 33 days, and trying to accommodate the lake in at about 16 kilometres a day. It was a 500-kilometre journey, which turned into 530.
That would have been pretty tough.
That's an understatement. It was the toughest 33 days I have ever put in my life.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Well, tell me about these carts that you both dragged around.
Well, Warren made his own, and he used slightly lighter material than I did. Mine was a bit more substantial, and it carried a bit more water than his. My full load was 230 pounds, or 110 kilos. His was 195. But I deemed it necessary to carry another extra 2 gallons or 9 litres of water over and above what he considered necessary. They were just two-wheeled carts with little pneumatic tyres, not balloon tyres, which might have been a better option, but just wheelbarrow tyres, which supported a small base for water and a small top section in which we carried our food and other supplies.
So. And is it true that red wine was a must on the journey?
Oh, absolutely. Warren went up about a month before and put our food and water caches in place. He didn't want people coming to service through four-wheel drives or helicopters, so he went up about a month beforehand and put all the food and water in four separate caches, and it was our job to walk from one cache to the next. Using our supplies for 1 week and then picking up and replenishing our supplies at the next week. And each of the caches was a hole in the ground with a drum of food, several 9-litre drums of water, and a very, very carefully placed, quite distant, 2-litre bottle of some of his very good wine, way away from any danger of being hit by a shovel. The wine was a very important. It was part of the diet, really. Each night, we would savour a half a cup of very nice red wine with our very meagre rations of surprise beans, Deb,
Deb potato,
savoury mince, and then a few bits of stewed fruit and absolute lashings of sugar, as Warren would recall.
Probably got you around the lake, that red wine.
Well, it was a very essential part of our diet. It was a wonderful part of our diet.
And Terry Krieg, was that the last expedition you did with him? Did you say you can have your big adventures without me next time?
No, certainly not.
Oh, okay.
That was the second big adventure. I subsequently did a six-day walk in the Simpson Desert. Well, Warren wanted to close up some gaps of places that he hadn't walked. So he and I went up in 1988, I think it was, and we did a six-day walk, closing up a gap from one remote place in the Simpson Desert to an even more remote place in the Simpson Desert. And subsequent to that, I joined him on a celebration 50th anniversary, no, I beg your pardon, a 25th anniversary walk of his walking the Flinders Ranges,
mm-hmm.
and also another chap, Jock Schmeeson and Graham Oates and I, escorted Warren on a 50th anniversary reenactment of his original crossing of the Gammon Ranges, mentioned by Nicholas Newland, and that was when he was 80 years old.
That's impressive. I just can't get over that. And I can't get over his training to do Mount Kilimanjaro and to do Mount Kilimanjaro in the first place.
Well, that was one of his main ambitions. He liked to take on challenges that were going to test him. and never with a sense of, you know, I'm going to go out and beat this place or conquer it. He had a healthy respect for these sorts of places, especially deserts. He had a huge love of the deserts, the fragility of them, and the need for us all to respect them and to look after them. It was a most disarming experience walking and working with him. I'm getting a bit emotional.
Oh, well, that's,
he was a wonderful man.
That's understandable. Terry Craig, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you on Late Afternoons. Thank you.
Thank you.